Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2013. And you're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, KBOO.FM on the web. And first up, well, as the holiday season approaches and people cast their thoughts to downtown Portland at Pioneer Courthouse Square, many of us recall the events at the Christmas tree lighting a few years back when Muhammad was picked up after being groomed carefully by the feds and hauled away. He's, of course, the absolute textbook case patsy. And we learned today, of course, that the NSA had a little to do with that. Coincidentally, of course, in the intervening months between his arrest and today, there were arrests of alleged anarchists. Apparently, you were not allowed to read some certain books or were black, and these people were to appear before a grand jury, which they didn't. And one only has to wonder how much the NSA involved itself in those arrests, and some other events around Portland are beginning to make a great deal more sense. How odd it is for a city that fought tooth and nail, at least for a while, to push back against the terrorism, Joint Terrorism Task Force, to learn, of course, after the fact that the NSA has been listening and watching low all these years. We have other headlines. We have other interesting headlines along this that same nature. The recession looks more and more like an engineered catastrophe as the stock market inches its way ever upward, nearly hitting 16 the other day, I believe, which is extraordinary. Many people haven't noticed a bump in their incomes. Many people are in worse shape now than ever before. And lo cometh the Affordable Care Act, which is looking worse and worse by the minute. A few people, if they do decide to avail themselves of its limited provenance, will no doubt be in better shape. But as far as addressing the problem of 40 million people in this nation without decent health care, this is probably going to throw yet another wrench in the works. Fancy that. The Great Recession is ended. People are in worse shape financially. And those who do not trust this system and do not wish to involve themselves even more deeply in the profits of the medical care insurance companies, those people are going to be taxed, fined, call it what you like, for refusing to participate. We want to look a little bit more deeply into that with Dr. Margaret Flowers and Kevin Zeese later on in the program. First up, though, let's get to the weather. Today, it says rain, tapering to showers for the afternoon, and the high is around 50. It's been mostly clear and very cold. Winds 5 to 10 tonight, partly overcast skies, slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows around 35, except 30 out in the boonies. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow, overcast, socked in, and highs around 45. There, northeast winds 5 to 15, except, of course, outlying areas where it will be breezy near the gorge. Lows for tomorrow night around 30, 25 out in the country. And again, that northeast wind could gust up to 25 miles an hour around the gorge. For your alternative forecast, we have a root mean in Taurus, 16 days old. It's the cyanotic forecast that says go for, since this is a root moon, of course, all of our parameters are going to suggest root vegetables. The synodic, yep, root vegetables, biodynamic with the moon in Taurus, earth sign. It roots plants. And they also advise that fruits harvested now should be eaten straight away. Although certain types, as we know, of apples can be put away for later and will last months. The sidereal forecast, moon in Taurus, root vegetables. Okay, that's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecasts. Getting straight into some of the stories for today. Supreme Court has stepped in a number of cases. I've got a guest coming on a little later in the show for that. And we talked recently about Jeremy Hammond, a hacker for Anonymous, sentenced to 10 years. It seems that the Obama administration is more and more fearful of challenges to some of its more dubious activities, has taken a very hard line on anyone who, in fact, challenges that. It seems now that the limits, the invisible limits, this net that the USA Patriot Act has cast over the entire country has changed the civil discourse. We already know they're listening online, but it appears more and more that in public spaces, we are limited to pretty much our own thoughts. If you consider sometimes saying some of the things which 10 years ago you might have said, and today, if it's on the tip of your tongue, you might seriously reconsider. That would be simply one measure of the effects, the chilling effects that these draconian laws, the FISA courts, the USA Patriot Act, and NDAA, all of these pieces of legislation that we accept. We accept them with the caveat that we are censoring ourselves to an extraordinary degree. And Anonymous, though, has stood up for free discourse through channels that are ever narrowing. Darknets are very likely going to be the only way that we have any minimum assurance of the privacy of our words. Think about some of the things. Think about if you lose your temper and you say something, they nearly called the cops on me because I said I'd like to smack you to somebody. They said, well, I'd threaten them. You can't say a lot of the things that you might have said in the past. You certainly don't joke in airports. And the Jeremy Hammond, of course, is a Chicago computer hacker who is associated with Anonymous. Last Friday, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for cyber attacks on various government agencies and businesses, including a global intelligence company. Those kind of actions, I dare say, are more valuable today than ever before. The sentence is the only thing here that is extraordinary. It was the maximum term, and it's symptomatic of the age that we live in, and it's probably well past time to start questioning how much longer we are going to accept the USA Patriot Act and the strictures that it places on discourse. Jeremy Hammond's lawyers argued on his behalf that their client should be sentenced only to time served because he was a political activist and he was a whistleblower. Perhaps it's not a good idea to tell a court in these days, the Obama administration, that you're a whistleblower. That's very likely to bring down even more heat. So, moving right along from that, we spoke yesterday with Marjorie Cones about the legality or illegality of the drones. If we remove from the table the killer drones that have been deployed in Yemen and Pakistan to the fury and dismay of those peoples and governments. Then we are left with the surveillance drones, which in many respects are even more dangerous. What came out of the drone summit is less information, because we already know a great deal. And again, more of a warning that we obviously are not keeping careful enough control over elected representatives who are supposed to be doing our bidding. I don't know which one of us signed off on the drones, but we should all be having second thoughts about that. And in Warsaw, the climate change demonstrators took to the streets. They tried to change the system, not the climate, and justice and positive energy for all. There were nearly 1,000 people marching through Warsaw. The event caused traffic congestion, as always in the heart of the city. It ended at near the National Stadium, where demonstrators set up an eco park. At the head of the procession, there was a large inflatable globe calling for a significant but fair emissions reduction. Now, what's that? Fair emissions reductions spread among all countries. Marchers blamed global warming for severe weather events and urged the world's nations to quickly institute renewable energy. Well, okay, but at the same time, pressure on all of these countries, notably Japan. Watch this. Japan is using Fukushima, which had people not being so cavalier in their attitudes towards these types of reactors, perhaps would not have been so severe, to justify not reaching their own emissions levels that were as were promised. Watch this in the Philippines, post Typhoon Haiyan, there will be a significant increase in emissions as that nation attempts to rebuild. There might be some thought given to rebuilding in a greener way, given that they are right in the path of every sort of climate emergency. We're trying to get through all of this today because there's a lot. We want to talk at some point with Julia Michalak. She's a policy officer at Climate Action Network. They were in full force in Warsaw, but of course, as always, is the organizers, the powers that be, did not want demonstrators there because they did not want the shame and the disgrace of their utter failure to rein in emissions to be broadcast to the world of activists. And The Guardian reporting on the Arctic 30, a number of the Arctic 30, the Greenpeace activists on board the Rainbow Warrior, who was seized by Russian authorities, charged with both piracy and hooliganism, a number of them have been freed. I believe at this point the number that have been freed is 9, and we'll see throughout the day how that unfolds. This has been Cascadia 4, Wednesday, November 20th, 2013. Tammy engineered the show this today. Thanks so much for that. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
And this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Merrillhurst University's 5 part-time MBA programs designed for adults who are seeking to enhance skills, revitalize career potential, and gain new knowledge that can be applied at work the next day. December 5th evening information session details at merrillhurst.edu. And the program is Flashpoints, coming up right away.
Flashpoints, a Catholic nun faces off with the right wing of the Korean government and the USA over the building of a giant military base on the pristine Korean island of Jeju. We'll feature an update on the arrest of Sister Sostella, now facing trial and major jail time for her steadfast resistance to the base. Also, we'll have an update on the killing of Andy Lopez. I'm Dennis Bernstein with Miguel Gavila Molina. All this straight ahead in Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. This is your daily investigative news magazine. Well, we continue our reporting on the killing of Andy Lopez by Eric Gelhaus, a 24-year veteran of the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department, a soldier of some substance, if you will, led combat missions, testified against insurgents in Iraq, a master marksman, and a commentator for some of your favorite gun magazine like SWAT, the SWAT Daily. Very free with his commentary and his advice on what you should do if you shoot a kid with a BB gun. Joining us again to talk about this is Alex Salazar. He's a private investigator who is working for the federal civil rights